The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, childcare seems to be a constant issue for parents around the country, but while most are focused on the price of care and the difficulty affording it, some parents are finding creche closures becoming increasingly common, creating huge difficulties. And we're joined now by Elaine Dunn, the chairperson of the Federation of Early Childcare Providers, and by Katrina, a parent who has experienced repeated closures from her creche provider. Good evening to you both. Katrina, which is actually not your own real name, Katrina, I want to come to you first. Can you explain a little bit to our listeners about your experience of having a child in creche in terms of closures and indeed in difficulties in terms of accessing childcare in your area?
Absolutely. So it's actually just been a complete nightmare really over the last 8 or 9 months with our creche. We've experienced a rotation of room closures. So that might be, for example, my daughter was off last week. She was off 2 weeks prior for the full week. So these closures often come last minute. And they're just, you know, it's just really difficult to manage, I suppose, when you're working and trying to take annual leave or trying to ask people to pull in a favour and see if they'll mind your child for that day. So it's just been a complete nightmare, to be honest.
And Katrina, I don't mean to cut across you at all, but for people listening, room closures means that your child is in a certain room in the creche and that room is just not open for a week for whatever reason. And you're basically told that even though you have a creche place, no one is available to provide childcare for you for a week at a time here and there.
That's exactly it. And so they can come any moment. And essentially the rooms in our creche in particular are quite bad. So we know that there's somewhat of a rota. We know that it's either every 2 or 3 weeks the room will be closed for the full week. We're not quite sure of that rota, not necessarily informed of it. We just get the notification that the room will be closed from the following dates, and that is just due to staff.
Okay, I can fully imagine as somebody who, my kids are older now, but as somebody who has always worked and had 4 kids and used childcare, I can only imagine childcare being pulled at the last minute, what it does. A total nightmare, as you say. And you're not given much warning. Do you get a refund? Although that's not probably the be-all and end-all either.
So we do, yes, get a refund, but it does come much later. So I am asked to pay in advance for the creche, even though the closure may be known. So it's 2 months later that we get a refund. I would use a babysitter, a child care, a child minder locally. Sometimes if they have availability, I have to obviously incur those costs as well as the cost of the creche for the month each time.
And I have little doubt, because you sound like a sensible woman, that with that kind of unreliability, that you've probably looked around for other places. Is there none available in somewhere that is I suppose more reliable, or what is your experience of that?
I mean, firstly, even to get into the creche, you're talking a 12 or 18 month waiting list. Once you're there, you're sitting on waiting lists, waiting for other creches, hoping that a space will come up. You're obviously asked to pay deposits if there is a space in another creche. We're in a position where we're in somewhat of a rural location, so there wouldn't be any other provider nearby. Would have to drive. It would be out of the way. Not something I'm not willing to do at this point, obviously, with the closures, but you are sitting on waiting lists and hoping that a space will come up.
So your options are quite limited. How old is your daughter?
My child is 3.
So are you kind of limping towards primary school here? Is that your kind of background plan?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, if she changes to another creche in a different area, she would lose her after-school place in our local area. That would mean impacts on her where she goes to school. I'm trying to make those decisions now, even though she's not planning to go to school for another 2 years.
And this might be a hard, and it is a personal question. Does that influence your decision around having further children or your family planning and things like that, the difficulty that you're experiencing with childcare?
It absolutely does. The family planning aspect is so hard. And it's honestly, it's a bit emotional to even kind of think it through, because you can't think of a second child when you don't know if you're going to sit on a waiting list for another 12 to 18 months. And then you're going to not have, you know, when for the mothers that are in our creche that have room closures and have two children or more, those room closures are on separate occasions. So one child might be in one week and another child might be in the next. So you have to be willing to absorb more of these closures if you're going down that route.
And you mentioned earlier pulling in favours, etc. For people like yourself, is it like phone calls to granny and things like that? Is that literally what you're sort of reduced to? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 100%. So the grandparent gets a phone call on the Friday when we find out there's a closure on the Monday, and they might take them for a day. And then you might have a childminder for 2 days. You're scrambling, trying to find out, do I have to take more annual leave?
Yeah.
Or who's going to be able to look after my child consistently? There's a complete lack of routine for children here.
And maybe lastly, before I bring in Elaine, I imagine not only does it impact on your family planning decisions, has it impacted on your career, your husband's career?
Absolutely. So, we've taken to sending in screenshots from the app where we get told about the closures into employers at the moment, because, you know, it's kind of unbelievable that you'd have to take 2 weeks off in a month at last minute notice. So it's a case that we're hoping and praying for goodwill with our employers, but it's absolutely impacting my job, my career, you know, my income if I have to step back at some point to actually look after my child.
Yeah. And I suppose the stress levels must be high from all of this.
Through the roof. You're constantly just wondering when the next notification of a closure is going to come up, and have I got cover for that one, or what am I going to do?
Yeah, I can only imagine, Katrina, you've described it extremely well. I'm sure many, many people listening will be either horrified thinking of walking in your shoes, or indeed relate to what you're saying. Elaine, can I bring you in, obviously chairperson of the Federation of Early Childcare Providers? Is this a typical story, what we're hearing from Katrina? Because that sounds like a completely unreliable system, financially to her detriment, because she has to pay up front and she gets refunds 2 months later, causing problems in terms of her own career path, and indeed affecting, I suppose, herself and her family's decisions around having further children.
What is happening, firstly, I just want to say that story has really hit me, to be honest. I'm really sorry to hear that this parent has gone through it and other parents have gone through this. Yes, we are hearing about it in different areas around the country. So it's in pockets like Galway, Cork, Dublin, Kildare will be another one where it's happening. We don't have a survey done on it yet. That survey is going out tomorrow. So I would hope to have the results of that over the next 48 hours to see how many rooms are actually closing. But the way it's impacting parents is massive. And if you look at the Cork Chambers of Commerce, they've just done a big report on it as well. It's impacting the employers, the parents, the children. Like, we all have to remember, it's the children here that we have to ensure that they are being looked after. But unfortunately for us, on the other side of that is recruitment has become
and that's what I was going to ask
impossible.
You, are these room closures down to an inability to staff these rooms?
We can't get staff. If you look at colleges, I know earlier this year there was a report on how many students are coming out of colleges after doing an early years qualification, and only 5% of the students are actually coming back out into the workforce. It's a gateway into becoming a teacher. So they start with the early years and they may come into the early years for a year, but then they leave. So, look, it's a massive one. The recruitment and retention of staff is massive, has been for many years. The Department of Children are very aware of this. And we've also, everybody's asking, you know, can they help us to get more staff in? Can we get an apprenticeship model going? Reports have been sent in on that. But we're trying our best.
In your view, what are the barriers to recruitment? Is it that there's not enough people qualifying? You said only 5% are coming into the workforce. You're saying that they're using it as a stepping stone to teaching. How can that be got around?
So what is happening is that providers are increasingly recruiting from abroad, say like Spain. So when you get the staff coming in from Spain and you recruit them, then it's taking anything up to 3 to 4 weeks to get the Garda vetting across the line. So you can't keep your room open because we're bound by TUSLA regulations. So obviously, if you don't have the ratio of staff, you can't have the children in the rooms. So Garda vetting at the moment is a massive barrier for us, because if we could become priority under Garda vetting, because we are the only sector in the country that's bound by ratios, that would make life an awful lot easier for us, for the parents and for the children in particular. You know, and it's something that I think parents have to come in behind with us to ensure that we're all fighting for the right, you know, the right things to ensure that parents can go to work. The economy keeps going. Employers are not
completely.
You know,
so,
about
so the Garda vetting, if that could be speeded up, that would help. Are there other 100%. Things though as well?
Pay and conditions as well is another one that we are working on, but like 45 million last year, which we welcome, and this year for an employment regulation order, but it needs an awful lot more funding than that to bring them up to a professional pay scale. And we can't do it because obviously we're stuck in historical fee freezes, many of our members, and some of that service that we're talking about as well, that was in the newspaper, but they're also stuck in, some of their services stuck in historical fee freezes. So there are so many things that we've brought to government for the last 5 years, and none of it has changed today. It's still ongoing.
All right.
Still fighting fight.
And maybe last question for you, Elaine, before I go back to Katrina.
Yeah.
We spoke with Minister Norma Foley last week on The Hard Shoulder here, and she was talking about that €480 million injection into early education and early childcare supports. And this was around, I suppose, shoring up difficulties within the industry. Do you expect that to be enough to make a difference?
So the 90 million that our minister was talking about was 90 million that was given to us in budget last October, but it only comes into play in September of this year. So we're 11 months behind. So that 45 million, half of that is going towards paying conditions for our staff again this year. And then the other 45 million goes towards the operational costs and other things around the sector as well. But the actual amount of funding we get per child through the base rate of core funding is 9 cents an hour. If you're stuck in historical fee freezes, that doesn't work. If we've lost 1,000 services in the last 5 years, we have to question why that has not been looked at. 1,000 services equates to 35,000 children's places.
Okay.
It's massive.
All right.
You know,
I'm just going to come back to yourself, Katrina. Do you expect anything to change? Is this just the way it's going to be, do you think, in your area or in the childcare that you currently use for your family?
I really hope so. It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable in the long term. You know, we're going to have women or parents in general having to leave the workplace to look after children. It's just not sustainable in the long term. So, you know, I'm seeing a lot of headlines around €200 childcare costs. I just want them to open, and I want them consistently and reliably every single week. You know, that's
not
really it.
Look, the very best of luck with it. I genuinely, as a parent myself and as a working woman myself, I can only imagine the difficulties. Thank you both very much for joining us. That was Katrina, their parent of a child who's current issues with childcare, I think you can see very clearly, are very difficult. And indeed, Elaine Dunn, Chairperson of the Federation of Early Childcare Providers.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.